And we actually have a great selection of different parodies and reinterpretations of him on display here. One of the earlier ones, and I think one of the first times he was really parodied, is a little play called Hamlet Travesty. This was a parody not just of Hamlet. For instance, they set To Be or Not To Be to kind of a happy song. And at the very end, in place of the usual duel in a poisoned goblet, there is a boxing match and a poisoned glass of beer. But they also make fun of Shakespeare's scholarship. There is a long series of footnotes that purport to be textual scholarship on the text of this parody, and is all done to make fun of the people who were making very, very long volumes that analyzed the history of Shakespeare's textual scholarship. But the interesting thing, too, is that in the preface to this book, they go to some length to say, you know, it's okay to make fun of Shakespeare. We realize that we're not going to ruin him by doing this. He's such a great author that, you know, we're not going to hurt it. So this is all in good fun. Another example, though, is that some years earlier, there's a copy from 1710 of The Tempest, not by Shakespeare, but as rewritten by John Dryden and Davenant. And this is from a case where Shakespeare is respected, but he's not seen as unchangeable. And so they take The Tempest and rewrite it to their own designs. They add in a number of other characters. Caliban gets a sister.
Miranda gets a sister.
Yes. Everyone gets a sibling, basically. And they just add to the text and the dialogue, and there's no sense there that you can't change the play completely.